Uwais al-Qarni was one of the dearest companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi. And he is renowned for his asceticism and worship. But who was Uwais? How did he live his life? And how did his life conclude with the lofty status of martyrdom? This is Unsung Heroes. Uwais ibn Amir al-Qarni was born in Qaran in Yemen, and he accepted Islam during the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It's narrated that Uwais ibn al-Qarni had an old and disabled mother who he would take care of to the best of his capacity. And this is why he was never able to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi. After all, he lived in Yemen while Rasulullah lived in Medina. In fact, one time his mother did give him permission to go and visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi in Medina, but on the condition that he would not spend longer than half a day there. Uwais rushed to Medina to visit his beloved, but when he arrived, he was disappointed to find out that Rasulullah was not present at the moment. However, Uwais was a true Muslim and he understood that the true Muslim must stick to his promises. And thus, he returned to Yemen empty-handed without visiting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The narration state that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi returned home that night, he asked, "Whose is this light that I am witnessing within my house?" He was told, "A camel herder by the name of Uwais came and visited, but he left quickly." However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, hearing the scorn in their words, replied, "He departed, but he left this light in our house as a present for us." Another time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi also said, "Tafuhu ra'ihat al-jannata min qarnin, wa shawqahu ila uwaysin al-qarni, ala wa man laqiyahu, falyuqri'uhu minni as-salam." The essence of heaven is emanating from the direction of Qaran. Oh, how I wish to meet Uwais al-Qarni. Know that whoever meets him should convey my salam, my greeting to him. Imagine being so blessed that even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam wants to meet you. It is mentioned that Uwais al-Qarni was a devout worshipper of Allah, spending entire nights in ruku' and sujood. One time, somebody asked him, "Why do you bother yourself so much with this worship you do?" Uwais replied to him, "I wish that the entirety of time, from the beginning until the end, was just one night, so that I could spend the entirety of it in the state of sujood." After the conquest of Kufa by the Muslims, Uwais went to the city, and he chose that city as his residence. Years passed and eventually the events of the Battle of Siffin took place. From the Levant, Muawiyah was blowing the horns of rebellion against the rightful Khalif, Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi. And Amir al-Mu'mineen went towards the Levant with his armies in order to quell Muawiyah's rebellion. It is narrated that on the way to the Battle of Siffin, Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi stopped his armies in a place called Dhi Qar, where he renewed his oath of allegiance with his soldiers. In this resting station, Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi announced to his army, "There will be 1,000 individuals coming towards you from the direction of Kufa, no more and no less than 1,000, to pay their allegiance to me until death." Ibn Abbas narrates that he counted the amount of people coming from the direction of Kufa, and when he reached 999, nobody else came. So he began to doubt as to why Imam Ali alayhi salam would make such an accurate claim. At that moment, a black spot appeared from above the horizon. As it came closer, he noticed a man wearing chainmail and carrying military equipment coming towards them. When this man arrived, he told Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayh, outstretch your hand so that I may pay allegiance to you. Imam alayhi salam asked him, on what condition do you pay allegiance to me? The man replied, on the condition of listening, obeying and fighting for you until you are victorious or I am killed. Here, the Imam asked this man, what is your name? And the man said his name was none other than Uwais. Imam Ali alayhi salam asked him, you are Uwais al-Qarani? To which Uwais replied, yes, I am. Here, Imam Ali alayhi salam exclaimed, Allahu Akbar. My beloved Rasulullah informed me that I would meet a man named Uwais, who is from the party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the party of his messenger. He will die upon the path of martyrdom and the same amount as the people in the tribes of Rabi'a and Mudir will enter paradise by virtue of his intercession. This intercession of Uwais wasn't just limited to after his death either. It is mentioned in reliable sources that during the Battle of Siffin, a man came out from the army of the Levant and he announced addressing the army of Islam, is Uwais al-Qarani amongst you? The army from Kufa replied, yes, what do you want with him? The soldier from the Levant replied, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi say that Uwais is the best of the Tabi'een. The Tabi'een were those who didn't personally see it or witness the Prophet, yet they followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Thus, the man from the Levant spurred his horse on and decided to join the ranks of the army of Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi. Just like that, Uwais al-Qarani saved people from the hellfire in this world, just as he will do on the Day of Judgment, inshallah. Uwais al-Qarani was a valiant fighter, protecting the interests of Islam until his very final breath. He achieved the lofty status of martyrdom during the Battle of Siffin to become a shining light of guidance for us all. However, those who bear the hatred of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam within their hearts will never rest until they release their grudge against the lovers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam. In 2013, the blessed shrine of Uwais al-Qarani was bombarded by Daesh terrorists, destroying the holy sanctuary. So now we know who Uwais al-Qarani was, how he lived his life, and how he achieved the lofty status of martyrdom. So remember, if we wish to leave this world as a martyr, we must first live within this world as a martyr, wherever you are.